This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, October 26th, 2012, Rams Week. London's calling, Governor. Patriots are already on the ground in Great Britain preparing to take on the St. Louis Rams at Wembley Stadium Sunday, 1 o'clock here, 5 o'clock there, Fred Kirsch assured me. And the second international game for the Patriots in the last four seasons. Obviously, the last trip, very successful, 35-7 victory over the colorblind quarterbacks of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who made Brandon Merriweather the leading receiver on that day for that team. And the Patriots looking to roll again against Sam Bradford and company, Jeff Fisher's squad, that's been in London the entire week prepping for this game.
In a plush estate.
A plush estate.
Right?
In the countryside, I believe.
In the countryside.
One minor move of the week, the Patriots promoted, right? Didn't they have a move this week? Why are you staring at me?
Because I don't know what the move is. I want to find out.
Oh, I thought Jeff Tarpinian. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
No,
well,
Jeff
that
Tarpinian.
Was before the game.
Thank
though.
You. Last Saturday, before the game, the Patriots promoted, even though Paul Perillo was giving me a poo-pooing look, Jeff Tarpinian from the practice squad to the active roster and released offensive lineman
Matt Tennant.
Matt Tennant, who has since been signed.
Lou, yes.
Indy, maybe?
I was going to go with the Eagles, but you might
who
be
who gives
right.
a rat's patookus? Let them update you on their roster report podcast. Jeff Tarpinian is on the active roster as of right now, and the Patriots prepare to take on the Rams. And the big story, though, with the roster of the week is the continuing growth of the injury report. I believe it goes 19 men deep this week as the Patriots head over across the pond. Nothing like a long flight for a bunch of banged-up football players. Good news is the bye's on the horizon. Bad news is, six guys did not practice for the team on Wednesday. That list included some holdovers, Brandon Bolden with the knee injury, Steve Gregory with the hip, even though he keeps talking and saying he wants to play and he's always in the locker room, and Tracy White with the foot injury. But new faces missing time, Rozai Dowling with a thigh. He limped off against the Jets. Gerard Mayo, illness/elbow, and he actually returned to practice, even though he still has the elbow. But he still was past the illness a day later, which has been kind of making its way through the locker room, obviously, throughout the last couple weeks. And Trevor Scott with a hamstring injury that, again, crept up late against the Jets, Paul Perillo. Obviously, the biggest name on that list is Gerard Mayo, but I tend to think he came back after leaving with the injury, even though it looked semi-serious at the time with some question, was it a shoulder, was it an elbow? He came back against the Jets wearing a medical sleeve basically on his elbow, and I would assume he's good to go now that he's past the illness.
Yeah, the fact that he came back on Thursday, to me, it leaves me with a pretty good feeling. However, one name that we didn't mention yet, I know you're getting to all the
like
limited guys.
Ahead.
Well, on Thursday, the fact that Hernandez did not practice, something to also keep an eye on.
Right, and I don't really care because he didn't practice a couple weeks ago and then he played.
Right. No,
I used to think you had to practice to play for this team, and then he played
it.
Without practicing.
Stop it with your flippant nature.
Just saying. Used to be a pretty hard and fast rule, I thought. You don't practice, you don't play. And he didn't practice, and then he played. The limited guys, you're right. It's a long, extensive list. First, I'll start with the guy's full participation. Kyle Love has really filled out nicely on that spot for about the past month. you might want to remove him since he always participates and always plays. But, you know, again, this is an NFL injury report. You got to be a stickler, letter of the law.
Except for when Tom Brady's involved.
Ron Brace, back, limited. On Wednesday, Patrick Chung, shoulder, limited. Julian Edelman, hand, limited. Rob Gronkowski, hip, limited. Aaron Hernandez, ankle, limited. Dante Hightower, hamstring, limited. Brandon Lloyd, knee, limited. Logan Mankins, calf, hip, limited. Nick McDonald, shoulder, limited. Sterling Moore, knee, limited. Sebastian Vollmer, back, knee, limited. Wes Welker, ankle, limited. So if it feels like I named almost the entire offense, I did.
Paul Perillo, tired, limited.
But is this a factor this week, and do you expect any of these injuries? You know, you look ahead to the bye where everybody can get healthy, but a guy like Logan Mankins who sits out against the Jets, do you say, well, if I sit him out against the Rams, that's a month off he basically gets between competitive NFL football games, and for a guy who's been seemingly dealing with one, two, three, four injuries as the year's kind of worn on, Is that enticing to just say, okay, you rest, we'll see you after the bye?
It is a little enticing to me. And we should probably add, you know, make sure if you're listening to this podcast, make sure you check out the blog. Eric Scalavino is in London with the rest of the team. He will sort of take the baton from us in terms of guys that maybe some status updates, you know, some players that maybe aren't practicing in London and whatnot, and people that might not be available for the game. I think Eric will have some further updates as we go on. But yeah, Andy, it is enticing to me to have a guy like Mankins perhaps, you know, get this extra week, and then you get the bonus of the bye week following. He's got some problems here, but when you have a situation where you got to go with that long travel, it might make some sense to sort of roll the dice and say, now listen, if he's ready to play, if he's okay physically and they feel like he's going to play, we know that. But I could see the merits of trying to get one more week and then maybe having him be that much closer to 100% come, week 9.
Now, how deep do you go
whatever
to that,
it is,
with
week
that?
10.
You have two safeties, Patrick Chung and Steve Gregory. You know, can you go, how many players can you take that mentality with?
Yeah, as Bill would say.
Especially in a year when, you know, in other years, if you were, 6-1 right now,
yeah,
you might look
you
at it differently.
A little bit more, daring, so to speak, with your choices. But to me, it's a case-by-case basis. Again, is Patrick Chung 80%? Is he 40%? Are you quote-unquote rushing him back to play? I think those are the things that you have to, and everybody's different. You have to take those all into consideration. In a perfect world, I'd like to sit them out of this game. I think it's a long flight, obviously, and it's a team that I really think you should beat. And I know that Bill Belichick and NFL coaches don't look at it that way, and they can't. They can't look at, oh, this is a game we should
win. Bill used to be able to.
but I look at it and say, if I have a choice, I'm going to err on the side of caution. Heading into the bye week and with a trip to London, I would err on the side of caution with all of these guys. I know that he won't. I know some of these guys will play because they have to. But that's part of what being a head coach is all about.
Real quickly, the interesting notes on the Rams practice report, and they are 3-4 at this point in the season, maybe surprising some, including Paul Perillo. But at the wide receiver position,
to Paul Perillo, 3-4 is a bad record.
Chris
Givens,
it's one game from your dominant elite New England Patriots at 4-3.
And that did
Chris
surprise
Givens,
me.
Had an illness and did not practice on Wednesday. He, of the 10 catches, four of which in the last 4 weeks have gone for 50 plus yards. Yes, that's a problem for the Patriots. And Danny Amendola, who had that shoulder injury that, some people said had it handled differently, he could have died from. Well, now he's back on the practice field, and apparently the Rams got quite an emotional boost out of it. I don't think there's much chance that he will play. I'd be stunned, actually, if he played. But if they got a little emotional boost out of it over there on the practice fields of Great Britain, you just wonder how that plays out for them. But basically, the Patriots are a banged-up football team headed towards the bye with one big game to go at Wembley Sunday, 1 p.m. They will take on Sam Bradford and, yes, Robert Quinn.
Quinning.
7 sacks for the Rams defensive line, one of the best young defensive end duos in the league, along with Chris Long. They certainly have some talent on St. Louis's roster. It'll be interesting to see if the Patriots can kind of step up to the plate and play a game the way they feel they should play it, because they haven't done that too often this season, especially against Paul Perillo's
lower
favorite
level competition.
Division, the NFC West, where they're already
0-2. I believe
0-2.
They will do that this week, Andy Hart.
I do too as well,
as
Paul
I believed
Perillo.
Last week and the week before.
That proves nothing.
Right.
Hopefully the Patriots are able to break the string of disappointing games against the West, and hopefully they'll get healthy over the next couple weeks. But we will be here to update you with any roster moves each and every Friday on the Sullivan Tire Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Until next Friday, peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.